I came back and radio. I actually got freshman
here. Welcome to the college2pro.com NFL Draft Black, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchanti. Appreciate you folks joining us as always. Stitcher, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available to listen to and download at your leisure. Today we have a fantastic guest on the show, a small school gem, if you will. He hails from Concadia. He's the first Falcon invited to the Tropical Bowl. He was also, he made it a habit of becoming an All-American and an NACC first teamer. He has a fantastic knack for making a play on the ball in that secondary, and it's none other than Josiah McDermott. Josiah, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon treating you?
It's treating me good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk with you.
Oh, well, we appreciate you having you on. Prior to us going live, we were kind of talking about your big play ability in the secondary. I mean, you know, 5 INTs this past year, 2 for touchdowns, 11 breakups 1 year. You definitely have a nose for the ball. Kind of take us through Pop Warner, Pee Wee. Were you the better athlete way back then? Were you the kid making plays on both sides of the football?
Yeah, for the most part, growing up, I was actually an offensive guy. They had me running the ball a lot, running kicks. And then I've always been the better athlete. You could probably throw me on a basketball court and I'll compete, and you could throw me on a baseball field and I would throw someone out from center field. So I could, I got a knack for every sport in some way, shape or form. I'm always a competitive guy, but, Pee-wee ball, I played a lot of running back, kick return, punt returns, and then I actually stopped playing football and started focusing on soccer, and I didn't pick up football again until my sophomore year of high school. I played soccer my freshman year. It was a varsity letter winner, first team all-conference soccer player, and then the high school football coach kept hounding me to come play. So I dropped soccer and switched back over to football and was originally playing wide receiver during camp. And then the first week of camp, our starting quarterback, he tore his labrum. And my coach pulled me aside and he was like, well, you're probably one of the better athletes on the team. I think we're going to go with you at quarterback. And me, sophomore kid who hasn't played football since he was in fifth grade, was like, oh, holy cow, this is a big leap. But from there on out, I played quarterback all 3 years, started on varsity at quarterback for 3 years, and then when I came to Concordia, I was originally wanted to stay as a QB, and I ended up hurting my shoulder, and I met with my head coach, and he was like, well, you're obviously athletic enough to play anywhere. Like, where would you have in mind playing? And I said, corner, safety. And we went out to practice, and he had me do some one-on-ones. And the first one-on-one, I picked the ball up, and he was like, well, I think we found your position. So I've been in a corner ever since, and it's worked out pretty well for me.
It has worked out for you. Fabulous career. And you beat me to the punch. Once you mentioned quarterback for 3 years at the high school level, I was going to ask, you know, when did that happen? You know, when did you become the guy that we see in the secondary? And you told us that fabulous outcome. And yeah, I mean, kind of maybe not what you expected, Josiah, but it's definitely worked out for you. I don't think you could plan it any better. Was the late start in high school? You definitely are an athlete. And I think your abilities and what you did at Concordia show all your accolades, prove it. How did you kind of get lost in the shuffle? Did you have any other offers from bigger schools? I'm just curious how you kind of got lost coming out of high school.
My my recruiting process was, it was kind of up and down, and my brother was actually an alumni from Concordia, so I've been around those coaches forever. I've known Coach Greg Etter for, geez, since my brother graduated there in 2014, I believe, and he was a starter on the football program for 4 years, so I've known those coaches for a long time, and I obviously was recruited by other schools. I had interest from Minnesota State Moorhead, Minnesota Duluth. I talked to some other smaller schools. North Dakota State had some interest in me, but they wanted me to walk on. South Dakota State also had some interest in me, but I just felt comfortable with Concordia. I could have definitely went to a bigger school or a smaller, bigger school and probably competed just as well, but I just knew Coach Etter. He knew me, and we kind of went from there. I always have respected his coaching ability.
Wonderful. And we got to bring up two All-Star invites, I believe, FCS Bowl, Tropical Bowl. You know as well as anybody, having those opportunities, being in the position you're in with the focus of the 2022 NFL Draft, meeting with these teams, allowing them to know you as a man. They know who you are as a player. That's why you're invited. But kind of speak about those experiences.
Well, going down to Daytona for the FCS Bowl, I was obviously thinking that my football career was over after my last college game, and then I got invited to go down there. And I was still a small school guy down with the FCS guys, and I was obviously nervous, but I fit right in and competed just alongside of everyone else, and I got great exposure. There was a lot of NFL scouts there, CFL teams. And then they took the best, I think, 20 guys from the FCS Bowl and invited them over to the Tropical Bowl. And I think I was one of seven total D3 guys who got invited to the FBS Tropical Bowl. And then that one was obviously a surreal experience, walking out to practice. You could just see all the scouts with their different polos on, the Bears, the Vikings, everything like that. So it was just cool to take that in and see where everyone's from. And just being a small school guy and representing Concordia meant a lot to me.
That's excellent. And once again, Josiah McDermott, the standout safety defensive back from Concordia here on the CTP. Remember, Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these available for your pleasure. So let's kind of get into the nitty-gritty, I like to say. There was a reason that you had a great career. There's also a reason you were invited to two All-Star games. There's a reason that you were one of seven D3 guys invited to the Tropical Bowl. That said, if you're in the film room with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you? I call them your hallmark home run abilities that are going to help you get in camp and get yourself on a 53-man roster.
I honestly think that I'm just like a Swiss Army knife, in my opinion. You could really throw me anywhere on the field, whether it's safety, outside linebacker. I guarantee you I could go out there and probably perform better than guys who've been playing it their whole entire life. And I just think that's valuable. I'm a very diverse player. I love watching film. That's one of my favorite things to do, actually, is just sitting down and watching not only myself play during practice and games, but just watching opposing teams and breaking down quarterback tendencies and play fake tempos and all that stuff. So I think those are two big things I really bring to the table.
Nice. And you mentioned that film study. I have to ask, it's one of my favorite questions to hear, get a response from. So all week, Josiah McDermott's breaking down tape of the opponents. Saturday rolls around. What you see on film comes to fruition. It doesn't have to be a game-changing play. It could just be a play where you happen to, you know, make one tackle for, you know, 1 yard. But can there anything you could share with us where that a play like that comes to mind?
Are you asking for, like, a specific play that I've made in the past, or are you just saying, like, what I would go through?
Yeah,
if, Well, a lot of the time,
to say, like, you know, you're watching film. Go ahead.
A lot of the times I'm just reading the quarterback's tendencies and the play fakes in the backfield. I pay attention to the sticks. Obviously, third and long, heavy pass down. Even third and short, third and five, that's heavy pass down in my conference. So those are all super important things, and you can pick those kind of tendencies up in film with what teams are doing, where they're throwing the ball, where they're running that outside zone, or are they running it right down the middle, PAP. It just depends a lot on the sticks, actually. I think that's a super important part of the game. A lot of people forget that you're playing in between 10 yards, basically, and you got to win that battle.
Definitely. And what goes unnoticed? It could have been the system you ran defensively. Maybe, Case, you couldn't show certain skills. You mentioned you're a film junkie. You could have been a team captain, a weight room warrior, great in the community. This is your show. We want scouts to know you inside and out, and we want to show your best qualities. So this is your opportunity. What else goes unnoticed they can't see on tape that can help you get in their good graces, Josiah?
Just a fun guy to be around. You can't really see that on film. You kind of got to be on the team. You got to be in with the coaches and stuff. But I'm a real joy to be around. I'm a guy who loves being with the players and the coaches and cracking jokes and stuff like that. But when the time comes, I get serious, but I do love I love football, and for some reason, the brotherhood and camaraderie just brings out the most positive in me and makes me happy. It makes me want to make other people happy. So that's tough to see on film and stuff like that. You can't really show that, so you kind of got to be there to see it. But I'm just a fun guy to be around, I guess, in the locker room and out on the field, picking people up, cracking jokes, stuff like that.
Fair enough. Well, hey, you brought a great pulse to our show. I know you know you're very intuitive. You're responsive to all the questions. And again, it's been a ball. That said, we are almost out of time. These shows go so quickly. We always like to end it with we call it three and out. There are a few lighthearted off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. Now that Concordia Falcons coaching staff. What coach has the biggest pet peeve during practice? It's the absolute no-no. Do not do it, or you may catch hell, or the whole team might catch hell. Who is it, and what's the pet peeve?
That's got to be our head coach, Coach Greg Etter. I think his biggest pet peeve is walking on the field, and whether it's in between practice sessions or the end of practice and kids are walking back to the locker room, he's always, I don't think he goes to practice without saying, but he always says, you better not be walking on my field. And he always makes sure that guys are running off, getting to the white line, he says. So that's got to be the biggest pet peeve that's been engraved in my brain since I've been at Concordia.
Nice. How about this one? Any game day superstitions?
Oh, geez. Not really, no. I'm not a super superstitious guy. I wear the same socks every game day. But other than that, I don't really have much superstition.
Except the only habit I think you have is just making big plays and making INTs. I think that's a good habit to have as a secondary star. And the final one for you, Josiah, it might be hard to believe sitting here on the 15th of February, but that draft will be around the corner very quickly. Who's the best cook in your family? And on draft weekend, when you await to hear your name come off the board, what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate this next journey?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I think I'm the best cook in my family. So I'll probably cook myself something nice. I've been cooking my own. Actually, it's probably up there in one of my favorite hobbies. I do it every day. I love watching cooking videos and all that stuff, trying new things. So I'll probably end up cooking myself something pretty dang good.
Fair enough. Do you use that as a good dinner date thing when you can showcase your cooking skills?
If they want me to cook dinner, I'd love to cook. I cook for my family all the time. I cook for myself, my friends. that's just one passion of mine outside of football that's I'm also pretty dang good at. So I like it.
Awesome. Josiah, listen, man, you are a complete blast to have here on the show. And I can't wait to kind of follow you more as we really, really get close to this draft process. But you've definitely carved out a niche in this 2022 draft class. You got all the arrows pointing up. With that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Josiah McDermott, Concordia safety, defensive back, as he mentioned. You could throw him anywhere, outside linebacker, linebacker, safety. And I loved how he originally showed up on campus as a quarterback. One thing I could just, and he mentioned Swiss Army Knife, I could just think you could just say this kid is an athlete, and the creative coach is definitely going to find somewhere to put this young man that he can be a benefactor to a team professionally. As always, we appreciate you folks joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.